All right, this is Sunday morning, 6/13/21. Didn't I just say that? Okay. We're going to do the Prophet's Corner and Cup first. You know, thinking about that word that just came forth about praising, I can't think of any higher form of praise than acting. Acting like you believe what His Word says. You can say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you all day long and never step out and do anything. And the Father, that gives Him good pleasure when He sees us acting upon His Word. That's the highest form of praise as far as I'm concerned. You can just run out of thank you, Lord, hallelujah, till you just feel like you're going to fall over the floor. But acting like Jesus, doing the works of Jesus, there you are. If that doesn't bring praise and honor to the Father, I don't know what does. With that, the title of this, The Prophet's Corner Uncut, is Moving from Petition to Proclamation. There's a fault in the body of Christ and among Christians. And we've all fallen into it. We ask and 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 we keep asking and we keep asking and we keep asking and we keep asking. When are we going to start doing it? When are we going to start proclaiming it? At one point you ask once and then that's where proclamation begins to come in. That's when walking it begins to come in. That's the action part of that. Ask once and thank Him. It's done. And then act like you believe it's done. Hold up here and worry and fret. Faith without works is dead. You know what? Being alone. If we believe our Father, and He's not a Father that's going to abuse us. He's not a Father that lies. He's the one that does everything that He says He's going to do. So we have to trust Him that when He says, all things are yours, it's yes and amen, then that means we act like we actually believe what He says is true. I know fathers make promises and some fathers don't keep their promises. But this Father does. And we can never point a finger at Him and say, Lord, you didn't come through. He'll come right back at you and say, yes, I did. You didn't do your part. You didn't believe me. You didn't act on my word. You didn't believe that I said, yes, go ahead, it's yours. Okay. All right, moving from petition to proclamation. 1 Corinthians 16:9 says this, For a great door and effectual is open unto me, and there are many adversaries. There's a door wide open. Just like the children of Israel, but there'd be giants in the land, and we'd be as grasshoppers in their sight. He's put a door before us that no man can shut. We can shut it. You know, we could. All right. A great door and effectual is open unto me, and there are many adversaries. I have to go back to Keith Moore every time. He said, yeah, He's given us the land, but, we come to realize there's four big old hairy demons over there saying, you think you're going to take it away from me? Yeah. It's already been taken away from you. Get. All they've got is the illusion. See, we've been living under illusion. Genesis 1, before the fall, there's the real deal. We've been living under the illusion. We have to choose. Are you going to be duped all your life? Are you going to see the reality of the situation? God's Word plainly lays out the real deal, okay? But you may have some opposition. Okay. Let's go to Acts 14. I can't think of anything that gives a father more pleasure than to impart wisdom to his child and see his child walking it out and proving it out. Doesn't that say something about the father? Like I said, I run out of hallelujahs in about 3 seconds, I'm telling you. That stuff's for the birds, all that. That's just nothing but work and toil. Not that we don't praise God. I think if you just once in a while say, Lord, I just love you, you're the best. You've said it all. See, this isn't a work. This is a flow. This is a living and moving and having our being. That's the way it is. It's not a bondage thing. We've had enough bondage in the world and all the stuff that's going on in the world trying to impose Satan's rule on us. No, it's not that. The kingdom of God is natural. You just breathe. You take your breath, you breathe God in. This morning I went out to look at my new little tree that, you know, got all crunchy leaves. And I've been walking out there every day, touching each tree and blessing that each tree. I went out there this morning. Little mossy Rosie's got leaves, new leaves all over her. Yeah. See, God, this is God. It's what God does. Blessing. Talk to trees. All right, Acts 14, 21. And when they had preached the gospel to that city, had taught many, they returned again to Lystra and to Iconium and Antioch, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. I looked up a bunch of words in the Strong's on this teaching or this word. Tribulation there means it's a phipsis is the Greek word. It means pressure. Pressure. Yeah. See, that's the problem. God says, but we through much pressure. We got to weed through all the garbage. That's the pressure, the opposition. See, Satan's barring the way. He wants to keep you under his illusion, but God says, no, you have a open door before you into the kingdom of God to partake of everything that I have for you, but there's going to be opposition. That pressure to turn back like a dog to the vomit. Okay, Matthew 11:12 is another scripture. I used to think if you got to a place like where the faith teachers were, oh, it's just heaven on earth. Well, look in the Bible about heaven on earth. When they went in to take the land, they had battles. They didn't just float in on clouds. They had to take it. All right, Matthew 11:12. And from the days of John the Baptist, what did John the Baptist, what were his days? He was proclaiming the kingdom of God is at hand. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence. And the violent take it by force. There we are. We take it by force. Right here, violence, it means to force or to be violent, an enforcer. It's not a passive position. That's why when people call me and want me to pray, would you pray for me? Blah, blah, blah. And I'll go, I will agree with you as you speak to your mountain that this situation is removed from your life. Put the ball back in their court. It's time to grow them up. Don't coddle them. Put the ball in their court. Make them use the word for themselves. See, this is what's wrong with the church. They're all a bunch of little babies, and they don't want to do anything for themselves. They want everybody in their dog's prayer chain to pray for them. But they don't have time to do that because they're busy watching nice, feel-good little Hallmark movies and things. You know what I'm saying? Anything that make me feel good, or tuning into First Baptist of the Walking Dead. Nothing against the Baptists. I've been a Baptist, so I can say that. But, I mean, I'm telling you. It's like, tell me what makes me feel good. Show me what's going to make me feel better. I don't want to hear any of this and I need to do anything. Am I telling the truth? Yes. All right. It's not a passive position. It's an aggressive position. You're an enforcer. What God says is yours, just like they had to go in and take the land, you're going to have to go in and take the land. This is the kingdom way. We're forcing the devil off and bringing the kingdom of heaven in. Really, he's occupying illegally. Well, legally, he tricked Adam. But we, because of what Jesus did, now have that authority back where we can push him off of our land and off out of our circumstances. Especially like we ought to be getting really good at learning to ignore the optics and all the garbage that's coming out of everywhere. And it's all bad. I said, Lord, could I just see one good thing about the vaccine? One good report? Just anything? Even the good guys, it's all bad. Just bad, 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 bad. I'm thinking, I don't believe any of it. I don't believe it. I think it's what you choose to believe and what you act on. Either you're going to cower in fear in the corner or you're going to just walk forward and enjoy your life. People are breaking through all over this world. That's why people are gathering by thousands in the streets and pushing back. See, peace in earth, goodwill toward men. It's always been about the people standing up. It's never been about President Trump doing it all. Or the rapture happening and everybody escaping. That's never been God's plan, like it or not. Who wouldn't like to rather escape than have to stand up and do something? We're all in different places. Some may be pushing back on an unjust government and saying, no, we're going to take these positions and we're going to fill these positions. Or it may be like us, spiritual warriors, taking the land back. Running the devil off. Okay. All right. It's not a passive position. We go from petition to proclamation. This is what God did. All right, Genesis 1. It says here in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And then something happened, something catastrophic. The earth was without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. That's what he did. He changed it. Now, Spirit was hovering over it. There's a time. There's a time for that. There's a time for meditating on the situation and the problem, and then there's a time that we proclaim. Wipe your tears off. Walk out of your closet and do. Okay. All right, Jesus taught us to enforce God's plan and our plan instead of putting up with Satan's plan. He taught his disciples to do that. And y'all know the scripture, Mark 11, 22 and 20 through 24. First of all, Jesus answering saith, have faith in God, or properly, it's the faith of God. The faith that looked at devastation and said, light be. Which light means Zoe, life. The earth was destroyed. He spoke life. But for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you have received them and you shall have them. Isn't there a scripture? Isn't really confession, it means to say the same thing as God says? Yeah. Thought so. I know that you get weary in this, I do too, but we must do it or we won't get it won't get done. Okay, Hebrews 3:1, right quick. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus.
Means confession, which means to say the same thing.
Yeah. Like I said, I believe the Holy Spirit gave me that when you were bringing that word about the highest form of praise that you can do is to be going forward and proclaiming and doing like you believe it. Like, Lord, I accept your will. I'm going to walk it out. Okay. Let's see. All the begging and petitioning in the world won't change that. Once we occupy, we must keep it that way. You don't just go in and do it once. It's a maintenance. Anything you have is maintenance, right? This world. All right. The disciples asked Jesus about this. This is Luke chapter 19, 11. And as they heard these things, he added and spake a parable because he was nigh to Jerusalem and because they thought that the kingdom of God should immediately appear. He said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come. But his citizens hated him and sent a message after him saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. No, we're going to sit and wait on you. It came to pass that when he was returned, having received the kingdom, then he commanded these servants to be called unto him to whom he had given the money, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. Then came the first, saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 10 pounds. And he said unto him, Well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in a very little, have thou authority over 10 cities. And the second came, saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 5 pounds. And he said likewise to him, be thou also over 5 cities. And another came, saying, Lord, behold, here is thy pound, which I have kept laid up in a napkin. For I feared thee, because thou art an austere man. Thou takest up that thou layest not down, and reapest that thou didst not sow. And he saith unto him, out of thine own mouth will I judge thee, thou wicked servant. Thou knewest that I was an austere man, taking up that I laid not down, reaping that I did not sow. Wherefore thou gavest not thou my money into the bank, that at my coming I might have required mine own with usury. And he said unto them that stood by, take from him the pound, and give it to him that hath 10 pounds. And they said unto him, Lord, he hath 10 pounds. For I say unto you that to every one which hath shall be given, and for him that hath not, even that he hath shall be taken away from him. But those mine enemies which would not that I should reign over them, bring hither and slay them before me. So this is an occupation operation. See, that's what troops are sent in to do is to they'll have an operation, peacekeeping forces to come in and make things right, keep order. Well, that's keeping the devil out of the territory, occupying it, keeping it in order until Jesus comes. That's what he told Adam to do. Tend it. Keep it. And you can see what we've done. Most of us. We can't just take it. We must keep it. Occupy means to busy oneself and to trade. Be about the master's business, right? His business. We're to put things in order. Put it back in order. Okay, go back to Genesis. After he spoke in verse 3 there, he said, and God saw the light that it was good. God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters. Let it divide the waters from the waters. God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. See, this corrupt establishment. They're even, they've gone to the moon and tried to sabotage that. They've tried to mess up everything that God made. Everything that God made. Control by admiralty, maritime law, law of the sea. Piracy is what it is. It's the law of the pirates. Control the water waves, control the trade, control the commerce. On the land, same thing. Can't even hunt your own land without having a license and giving an account. This is not God's way. This is Satan and his system coming in and taking all our freedoms away because we have not occupied. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. We can do the same thing God does. Do you see that? Do you hear me today? If Joshua could make the sun stand still, I like to always say this, isn't it something that he didn't cause the earth to stop spinning? Because it wasn't. The earth is established and at rest. I didn't bring the picture in here, I don't think. No, I didn't. It's a picture of an atomic blast. And you see the atomic cloud float to the top of the dome and stop. That's what Operation Fishbowl was about. What are the other kind of missiles before a nuclear? Atomic. They were using atomic missiles to blast through the dome. Didn't work. Oh, people. And God said, okay, let me finish. And he called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. Did the Red Sea part when Moses stretched forth the rod? Yeah. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, herb yielding seed, just like my little tree out there is bringing forth leaves all over it. And it looked like it was dead or a doornail. Crispy leaves. Jackie saw it. It was like crumbling up a deal of bacon. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we're talking from yesterday, there was nothing because I went and looked yesterday evening. And this morning, there are little buds and little leaves all over them. All over it. Fruit tree yielding fruit after its kind, whose seed is in itself, upon the earth, and it was so. The earth brought forth grass, herb yielding seed after its kind, the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after its kind, and God saw that it was good. It's all in the earth. It's all there. God's put it all there for our benefit. Fourth day, and God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and seasons, for days and years. Let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights. The greater light to rule the day, the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. See, in the earlier translations, they're called what people call planets are actually the wandering stars. Wandering stars. They're not called planets until some egghead came in with his philosophy and changed the scripture, interpreted different in the Bible. I know this King James right here has planets. Not in the scripture. And there, further you back, the Matthew Henry translation, 1500s, has flat earth in it. In fact, I was looking at something the other day. I think it's the 1958 Encyclopedia Britannica talks about flat earth and the dome in Antarctica. In the encyclopedia for everybody to see. I was going to look online to try to buy that encyclopedia set. Woo! It's way up there in price. I'm thinking, well, no wonder. Yeah. It's part of our true history that they even acknowledged even back in the 1950s. All right. God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And they talk about all the stuff they're going to do, the moon, the sun's in all this stuff. It's going to do all this stuff. I said, they're lamps! You morons, they're lamps! Aren't they? Luminaries? Mm-hmm. Look, you ain't gonna do nothing. Isn't it time all this crap stops? And, and to rule over the day, over the night, divide the light from the darkness, and God saw that it was good. In fact, I don't believe there are even spears. You notice you only see one side of the moon. You never see any other side of the moon. I'm not so sure that it's not just a flat orb thing. I'm not an orb, but I'm just flat. Yeah, it rotates over the top of the earth, not the way they Satan's doctrine shows. Anything to discredit God and His creation and what He's done. Anything to discredit God. I don't care what it is. Fifth day, and God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. Firmament is heaven. The word firmament means heaven. We're living under heaven. And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good, and God blessed him, saying, be fruitful, multiply, fill the waters in the seas, and let fowl multiply on the earth. And even the morning was the fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creatures after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, beast of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. Yeah, I believe we're supposed to take care of the animals. I'm very against animal cruelty. Now, I know there's animals we use for food, but I know there's a humane way to do that. Yeah. God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image, and the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Then chapter 2, we see where Adam names the animals. He told Adam, tend this place. Tend it. Take care of it. And we still have that same responsibility today. That's what occupying till he comes means. All right. Guess what? Genesis 3, the snake showed up. Try to sabotage everything God told the man to do. Thank God he sent Jesus. We don't have the excuse now. All right, never let Satan take your ground. He is the disorderly one. He loves chaos. Just think about the Big Bang lie. This big explosion happened and all this stuff just happened. What do they call it? Peace out of chaos or whatever it is, some garbage statement. Yeah. We've got to stand our ground. as believers. We have to put on the full armor of God, and we have to not let Satan use what we, our senses, not use our senses against us. What we taste, what we see, what we hear, what we feel, what we touch. Can't you just see her with that piece of, oh, it feels really good. I bet it's really tasty. Is it worth it to sell your soul to the devil, to give in to the flesh? Isn't that the master you're choosing when you do? Uh-huh, absolutely. To stand in Ephesians 6 says, all right, this is what it is in the Strong's. Continue is one of the applications here. To stand is to continue. In other words, keep standing. When you've done all to stand, stand. Firmly in your place is what the Amplified brings out. In other words, don't back off. Because you know what? When you stand, you resist him and he flees, right? So James says, don't give up, don't back down, but carry on. Carry on. And don't let the devil dupe you into thinking you can't stand anymore because you can. Just think of the little cat where it says when you're at the end of the rope, tie a knot and hang on. Yeah, there we are, right there. Hebrews 10:23, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Now you can understand what Peter meant when he made this statement. This is 1 Peter 4. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing is happening unto you. But it seems to always catch everybody by surprise that they get flack when they start trying to take their ground back. But rejoice, insomuch as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory should be revealed, we may be glad also with exceeding joy. When you're over the target and you catch some flack, we shouldn't be surprised, right? But we can be like Paul. We can get from being, Lord, take this off of me, please, to shake. Okay, this is a normal Christian life. As Christians, we have not been taught to take the land and to occupy it. Take a look around you. Warfare is normal for kingdom dwellers. He's trying to toughen up the tender feet. You know what I'm saying? The tenderfoots. They need to be treading on them devils. But their feet are tender. Okay. Psalms 91 is a psalm of the dweller. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Here's how you become a dweller. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver me, I'll say me, from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover me with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be my shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. See, I said, oh, Lord, please, Lord. I'm just asking you, Lord, please. I will say, The Lord is my refuge. Doesn't matter what comes. Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. A thousand may fall at my side. Even COVID sweating, vetting, whatever. Shedding. A thousand may fall at my side, 10,000 at my right hand, but it won't come near me. Ping! He's our shield. If we could really see, we probably got a dome over us. It won't come nigh thee. Only with an eye shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, of the Most High the habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague. COVID vaccination. Germ warfare. Will come nigh my dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. We're probably keeping them pretty busy right now, aren't we? They shall bear us up in their hands, lest we dash our foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, I will answer him, I will be with him in trouble, I will deliver him and honor him, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. You can't lose. You can't lose. Let me see if I have that. I found something. Oh, this is the one about the flat earth. I saw a deal, and I guess I didn't put it in my stuff. About the J&J vaccine, which I believe that's the one the president was invested in, that the first batches of that, actually people were getting saline. They were getting saline. See, I'm looking for somebody to wise up and finally say, the vax is a hoax too. It's a placebo. The people needed something.
Yeah.
Some people are not going to hear anything other than they got to have a vaccine or they got to have a pill or whatever. Yeah. All right. We can't just take it. We must keep it. Yep. That's the way it is. All right. This is one who proclaims the dweller. Most churchy people just ask and ask and ask and ask and ask again and ask and ask and ask and ask again and they never proclaim. It's like the lady that Brother Hagin, they prayed for. She come out of the woods. She was fine. Then they prayed for her again. Took her out of the hands of God and she died. There was no action to that faith. They prayed in faith. All of them raised their hand. The pastor said, who believes that she's healed? They all raised their hand. But the next day they prayed again. God has already said yes. He doesn't have to say it again. He's already said yes and amen. All God's promises are yes and amen. We don't have to work for it. It's not based on how good you are. It's based on how good He is. Based on how good Jesus was to bring it to us. All right. We must be like David, run toward the giant that stands in our way and tell him what his fate is. This day, I'm going to cut off your head. This ought to motivate you today. A couple of more. Matthew 12:29. Jesus was talking about casting out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is coming to you, or else how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods except he first bind the strong man, then he will spoil his house. Then Matthew 16:19, it says, We have the keys. 16:19. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Sometimes we bind, sometimes we loose. But we have the keys. And at the end of the day, we win. Right? All right. From now on, let's move from petition to proclamation. Let's be a dweller. Not hiding out in the cellar.